Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, here live in the secret, safely ensconced bunker somewhere outside the Right Side studios. But we still got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. Yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two on this Turbo Thursday. So we're going to go to the phones here. Coming on the line with us is Alabama's Secretary of State, Wes Allen. Secretary Allen's been on the show multiple times. You may recall that he was a probate judge down yonder in Pike County, which means that he was the senior election officer for his county. Then he served in the State House of Representatives. He is now the Secretary of State, which means he's the chief election officer for the entire state. Secretary Allen, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Senator. Thanks for having me on again today. I appreciate that.
No, absolutely. And listen, you've been making the rounds. I know you've been in D.C. You've been making the rounds on various news outlets here. I even saw you quoted or something in The Federalist, I believe. So you've been pretty much the town crier when it comes to election integrity lately.
Well, you know, Senator, I think you know me well enough to know that when we took the oath back in January of 2023 and we stepped off that platform and came to work, that we had a strategic effort to make sure that election integrity was a top priority. And I heard that all over the campaign trail. People were concerned, rightly concerned about it from what they saw back in 2020. And we wanted to make sure that the people of Alabama have the utmost confidence in our elections here in Alabama. Like, you know, for instance, we'll always have paper ballots. The tabulators that we use are not and cannot be connected to the internet. Those are two state laws now enshrined in our code. Over the last couple of years, we've got a prohibition on ballot harvesting as it pertains to absentee balloting. We, you know, obviously got photo identification, which is paramount. We need to make sure we keep that, and just those common sense things that we do to make sure that people have confidence. And one of those things is making sure that only American citizens vote in our elections. And
there you go.
Working extremely hard since day one, since we've been in office.
Well, let me ask you about that, because I've seen you in multiple news outlets on that topic, and the copy that I picked up is from Yellowhammer. But you've identified, first of all, early on, we had you on the show about this, you identified the means by which Medicaid, I believe it was making sure that people got voter registrations who may not even qualify, whether they asked for it or not. They were getting voter registration cards. And that being said, it creates a situation, even in Alabama, where I think we have some of the best election laws in the nation, it creates a situation where we could have people who are not otherwise qualified to vote signing up. And one of the big things has been, and we're seeing it around the nation, I know Virginia's dealing with it, is finding out that there are non-residents, even illegals, that are on our voting rolls. So what have you found so far on that here in Alabama?
So, yeah, we first set out on a course to engage with the federal government. Of course, you know, sometimes it's difficult getting anything out of the federal government, and that's what we ran into here. We tried our dead level best, and we still haven't quit, but we're still pushing. But up to this point, we've been denied by the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, Department of Homeland Security, an official list of all the legal non-citizens that are in our state, just to make sure that we could cross-check that data against our official voter file that's centralized and located here in the Secretary of State's office. Now, a legal non-citizen is given an alien identification number, non-citizen ID number.
Right.
And so we knew that. That's what we wanted from the Department of Homeland Security. We didn't get it, but we were able to work with a couple of different agencies inside the state government. They've been wonderful to help us, and we've identified them and ascertained that information, that 3,251 individuals. And, you know, we pushed out that information to the local boards of registrars to immediately inactivate those individuals and then make sure they send a letter and say, you know, either self-remove if you are indeed a non-citizen, or number two, if, you know, if you've become naturalized, update your voter registration with a current valid Alabama driver's license or the last four of your Social Security number.
Well, so I mean, I want to jump back and make sure that everybody heard you say that, because we've been pretty diligent in recent years. Your predecessor and you have both been diligent about making sure that our voter rolls are as secure and up to date and grounded as possible. And yet you still found 3,251 folks who were registered to vote in the state who were using non-citizen identification numbers. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's, you know, we started this from scratch. We're the first, or I'm the first Secretary of State in Alabama to ever embark on this endeavor. And, you know, voter file maintenance is the is basically the foundation for election integrity. And it's just like daily hygiene, Phil. I mean, it's like brushing your teeth. It's like taking a bath, washing your hair. You've got to constantly stay on top of it. This is not a one-time thing where we're just going to get this list and that's going to be it. We're going to continue to push the envelope as getting all the data that we can get. You know, it's not any simpler than that. I mean, we've exchanged data just for instance with like Tennessee and found over 8,000 individuals that are double registered in Tennessee and also in Alabama. We've put them on the path of removal. And we found over 7,000 with our bilateral agreement with Mississippi. We put them on the path for removal. You know, of course, standing in the way is the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. It does not allow us to be able to remove someone in a speedy way if they've moved. It takes 4 years to remove someone if they've not passed away. So, you know, several hoops we have to jump through. We've got to make sure we comply with the federal law, but we need to reform that law. And that's what
we really do.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, I know you were seeking help from DHS and others in the federal government, but were they giving you a reason why they wouldn't participate?
Yeah, we talked to them and they said, well, there's some privacy concerns and, you know, we feel like, you know, that those numbers don't need to be out, you know, all these sort of excuses and, of course, delay and distract. And we even talked to the White House and, of course, you know, we didn't get anywhere with them. And, you know, so it's you got to be creative and you got to use your relationships you have. And we're very proud of the work we've been able to do, the team we've got here, and we're going to continue to engage with other state agencies, those that may have other alien identification numbers.
Within the 3,251 you identified, did you see that there were any enclaves, like they were largely in one county or one region, or was it pretty evenly spread across the state? Do you recall?
Well, the larger counties obviously have larger numbers. Mobiles, the Madisons, I've got it here on my desk, see if I can get it pulled up real quick. But, you know, like your larger counties, Baldwin, Jefferson had a large number, Madison had a large number, Tuscaloosa had a pretty large number. So, but Mobile County, Montgomery County, we are going to continue to, like I said, we're going to continue to look into the data and see, you know, first of all, how did it happen? Second of all, you know, how long they've been registered to vote. Number three, you know, did they vote? And we've turned over the information. I had a conversation with AG Marshall before we released it, before we pushed it out to say, hey, this is coming. Just want to give you a heads up. And we talked, and he's been fantastic to work with, and he's doing such a great job. And we turned it over to him for further investigation.
Well, and I saw, by the way, him extolling your virtues, so to speak, on social media and congratulating your office and your work on things you've done. So let me ask you this real quick before we finish up here, last couple of minutes. I think last time you were on the show, I asked you, are other people calling and asking for your insights on, you know, like other secretaries of state, are they calling? But I'm also asking this time, are you collaborating with other Republican secretaries of state? And are there any Democrat secretaries of state who are calling and saying, hey, man, tell us how you did that because we got to do it too?
Well, that second question, no, there aren't any Democratic secretaries of state calling this.
Republican. I could hope, right?
You can always hope, man. But listen, I want to say that there are some very solid, rock solid conservative secretaries around the country. I mean, we've got a good group. Michael Watson in Mississippi, Trey, you know, in Tennessee does a great job. I mean, there's just so many. I could go down on and on and on. And we talk a lot in trade notes, and it's been good and to be friends with them and those guys and some great folks.
Well, I was hoping that was the case because I know that A.G. Marshall, you mentioned him a moment ago, that he is a part of the Republican Attorneys General Association, and they do collaboratively, you know, work on litigation and that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And so I'm glad to hear that Secretaries of State are doing the same.
Yeah, we talk. We sure do, and good folks.
Well, listen, Mr. Secretary, I know that early voting starts just in a few weeks in some states, and so the voting season, if you will, is about to get underway. Any final thoughts before we head out?
September 11th. Yeah, September 11th is when absentee voting starts, and the last day to register to vote is October the 21st. So there's still plenty of time. Go to alabamavotes.gov. Alabamavotes.gov is the official website of the Alabama Secretary of State office. That's the official website to register to vote. So, or you can go down to the Board of Registrar's office and do it by paper if you want to do it that way. But, you know, one other thing I will say is that we instituted, when I came into office, requiring the either your valid Alabama driver's license or the last four of your social, because those are verifiable and can be verified in, you know, the citizenship question. So we've done that as well. We put that into place. We're very proud of that step as well.
And guess what? The truth be told, it ain't that hard. And the states that cry and say it's hard and disenfranchises people's votes are just basically saying they don't want to do it.
Right. And you hear these cries and these talks about these proposals from Democratic states and these liberals that say we need same-day voter registration and automatic voter registration. That is a recipe for disaster. And we're, as long as I'm secretary or have anything to do with it, we're never going to have those things, those policies in Alabama.
Well, and guess what? The election results will be in on the night of the election, and everybody knows where Alabama stands because that's the way we do business.
No doubt. No doubt.
All right, Mr. Secretary, I appreciate you. Thanks for the work you're doing, and we'll stay in touch, all right?
Well, thank you, my friend. Stand firm.
All right, take care.
Yes,
that was Alabama's Secretary of State, Wes Allen, who is really, I mean, doing a great job. And I don't say that lightly. By the way, I don't brag on politicians unless it's worth doing. Having walked among those same hallways, I can just tell you that I'll call a spade a spade. But listen, right now, I am satisfied that in Alabama, we are leading the charge, literally leading the charge on what it means to have solid voter integrity. But not every state's doing that. So I say this, all you ruffians out there, if you know folks in other states, you might want to advise them on the things you're hearing here, because we're doing it right. And we still find 3,251 illegals that are on our voter rolls, and we have to purge them. The fact is, though, we found them and we're purging them. All right, we're going to take a break right now. Big Rig, move us to the break, brother. We'll come back. I'll take a few text messages. Don't forget, coming up bottom of the hour, we'll be moving to Butters and Lee. So that'll be coming up at 3:30. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right, and we will be back.